I am aware of my dreams and blend them to my desire. I am aware of my dreams and blend them to my desire. What a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful capacity I have to be aware of my dreams and blend them to my desire. People have nightmares sometimes, and people have unhappy dreams sometimes. People have circumstances that take place in their life sometimes that they're not happy with. And these things take place in their life because they're not in charge of their dreams. They're not aware of their dreams. How many times have we awakened and had an unhappy feeling and thought that we were dreaming something or thinking about something that was not fulfilling? Whenever that happens, it merely means that you are not aware of your dream. I'm not aware of my dream. I'm not aware of what's going on in my world and not aware of what's going on in my life. And when I'm not aware of what's going on in my life, ugly things can take place. But when I'm aware of what's going on in my life, only good things can take place, because I will not allow any dreams in my world. I will not allow any desires to come to me that are not worthy of my fulfilling them. I will not allow any experiences to take place in my life, any happenings, any thinking, any dreaming. I will not allow any dreaming to take place in my life which is not rewarding and fulfilling to me. Now, whenever I wake up and I have a feeling that I don't know what I dreamed about, but what I dreamed about was not rewarding because I don't feel good about it, I don't just drop it off and let it go. I immediately take charge and say, I know my dreams. I am in charge of my dreams. I am in charge of every thought that goes through my life, whether it's a thought while I'm awake or whether it's a thought while I'm asleep. I am in charge. We have our statement, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, here is the time to use that. We have dreams that take place in our life that are not pleasant. And so we just say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And repeat that until you feel very comfortable with it. Then, pretty soon, those unhappy experiences, those unaware experiences that are negative in our life, cease to happen. They cease to take place. But because we don't take charge of our thinking, we don't take charge of our dreams, we don't take charge of who we are, we do not get the results that we want. Now, I had a person who wrote me the other day and said that they were having some unhappy experiences. They were feeling mentally discharged. They were feeling mentally unbalanced. They were feeling that they were supposed to do this and supposed to do that and supposed to. They were looking for the excitement in life. And how can we find the excitement in life if we don't have charge of our dreams? Because if we follow negative dreams, and that means we're following things that we're not paying attention to, but we're doing it, then that's in charge. But when we follow positive dreams, then that's in charge. So, when a negative dream comes up, it says, hey, these people are not kind to me. This is not working out. I'm feeling pushed. I'm feeling rushed. I'm lacking in control. Just stop at that moment. Because you're having a miserable dream, you're awake and you don't even know what the dream is, you stop and you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. You're taking charge. You're taking control of your life. You're taking control of the excitement that takes place in your life, the thrills that take place in your life, the experiences that take, and you are aware of them. and you are aware of them, and you choose wisely as you are aware of them, so that all of the experiences you have will be supportive of you as a bona fide divine being. You're not trumbled into being a human being. We all say, well, I'm just human, I'm only human. No, you're not. You're only divine, and you're playing a game of pretending that you're human. You're divine, and you're playing a game of pretending that you're human. You see, that's your dream. Your dream is you're pretending. You're pretending you're a human. You're pretending you're limited. You're pretending you're unsatisfied in some way. You're pretending that. Now, let's not pretend anymore. Let's realize I am divine, and as a divine being, I am very good. As a divine being, I think wonderful, fantastic thoughts. As a divine being, I have great dreams, great aspirations, great choices, great decisions of who I am and where I am and what I'm going. I am divine. And as we continually affirm that and make ourselves aware of this, then we will be truly in charge of who we are. We will truly be in charge of the direction we're going with our life, with the aspirations, the inspirations, the expectations of who we are. And we will be able to say confidently and wonderfully, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer at all times. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. Now, this is for anything. This is for any challenge you may have. This is for any unhappiness you may have, or any happiness you may have. Yeah, don't forget that. You just had someone say, hey, you know, you're a nice person. Oh, thank you very much. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Thank you very much. You see, when you know who you are, when you know that you're divine, when you know that you're wonderful, when you know that you're outstanding, your imagination is beyond compare, then you know that you're being your divine self. Then you know that you're living what your divine self would be and is. You know that you are that ideal self of yourself, and you know that it's wonderful and it's good and it's very good. You know that. You know that because this is who you are. All humanity, I hate to say that, all beings that call themselves human are really divine. All beings that call themselves, why do we call ourselves human? That's some word we've given to ourselves which says that we are limited, which we are uncontrolled. We don't know our divinity. We don't know our magnificence. Is a rock divine? It surely is. Does it know it's divine? Well, we haven't privy to that, but we can know that it is divine. I don't care whether the rock knows what's divine or not. I do. I don't care whether humanity knows that it's divine or not. I do. I only care about what I know, and I know that I am divine. I know that every thought I think, every dream I have is a dream of love and blessings. I am aware of my dreams and blend them to my desire by saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Why am I here on earth? To be myself and have fun. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. What is my purpose? Where am I going? What am I going to do? What great achievements or what simple achievements? What wonder am I going to express as I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer? What magic am I going to reveal of who and what I am as I do this? Well, the magic I'm going to express is the magic that I am right now. I am aware of my dreams and blend them to my desire now and forevermore.